Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Where if you told me tonight the biggest stories going into the night were going to be Kyrie Irving, okay.
Yeah.
Kelly Oubre, okay. Lance Stephenson.
Sure.
Okay, wait a minute. What the hell is going on here now? What the hell is
I mean, we just got one more in the last, like, 3 minutes of this Dallas-Golden State game.
So we can add one to that.
Yeah, so, yeah, just crazy. Which one of these is not like the other? And then one that everybody is diving for their microscopes, their little spy glasses, maybe their magnifying glasses that they use to grade trading cards.
Clayton Kershaw's leaving. He's leaving.
Well,
Mike.
You got
he's
that.
At
no, that's
at
there
the
too.
Game. He's leaving.
That's a whole other thing.
He's a Ranger now.
Everybody's mad because you got a bunch of Cowboys players at the Mavericks and Warriors games, and they're
stay
sitting
away
there
from
without
protocol.
Masks, so they're all mad there. Like, there's a lot of saltiness in the air, let me tell you. And the Antonio Brown and his lawyer statement was where I was going to with the magnifying glass of everybody
going,
all right, let's blow that up like 500 times to figure out what the hell's going on there. It is just a crazy – and now Luka Doncic was hurt. Now he's yucking it up as this game ends, but he twisted his ankle at least twice and was down on the court like he was Anthony Davis banging the court. So I don't know what's going on here. It's chaos.
This has been some kind of night so far. And look, we're halfway over. I mean, we still got another half of the night to go. It's insane. But, yes, the big NBA stories of the night. This was Kyrie Irving's return to the NBA, right? Back after being a part-time player, or back to being a part-time player, now still does not want to get vaccinated. The Nets welcome him back, and it was Kyrie Irving's night going in. How's Kyrie going to do? What's Kyrie going to play? How's he going to play? How fresh is he going to look? What's going to... No. Except in the first quarter, Lance Stephenson says, I have no time for your Kyrie Irving talk. Because this is what he did in his first game back in the NBA, signing a 10-day contract with the Pacers. What kind of quarter does Lance Stephenson have?
Lance is going to take that last shot. He's on the edge of the arc. Time is winding down. It's almost gone. Here it comes. Stop the madness. Stop the madness. The bench has cleared. Stephenson is urging the crowd to get to their feet, and they are more than happy to comply. This guy's like the Pied Piper.
Back like he never left.
Wow. The quarter ends with Indiana leading by 5. Stephenson off the bench with 20.
20 points in 6 minutes for Lance Stephenson. The guy's played a grand total of 8 games in the NBA since he's with the Lakers 3 years ago. And he comes off the bench to say, yeah, I see you, Kyrie. I'm just getting – he's shooting and he's strumming the guitar, playing the air guitar, going up and down the floor. I mean, watching this was, is he ever going to stop? He could get to 80 by halftime.
How about that? He was catching the 81 at Kobe.
Oh,
crazy would that have been? But, yeah, I love the Indy star in their write-up. Quote, born ready, Lance Stephenson comes out hot. The Pacers season home debut.
I mean, look, I feel like Lance Stephenson has lived 100 NBA lifetimes.
Sure.
And he's 31. He's 31. This is Lance Stephenson. And he's his 10-day contract, and he scores 20 off the bench in 6 minutes. Then he cools off a bit because, obviously, you know, he hasn't played. But he still finishes with 30 off the bench for the Pacers when it was supposed to be Kyrie Irving night.
It was supposed to be my night. Well, it still was. They won.
Yeah, but still, so, I mean, look.
He comes out of nowhere. He goes plus 16. He's 9 of 17 from the field and 22 points. And they get the victory. But, yes, Lance Stephenson, the chaos – of the NBA season, all the postponements and shuffling and 10-day contracts. I mean, you got J.R. Smith in between semesters going, I got my 4.0, but hey, if you're going to give out 10-day deals and cash, let's go.
No. Oh, anybody can say. How many guys are saying now, dusting themselves off, you know, they're I'm going to go get a back realignment a bit. I'm going to go get a massage. I think I could go 10-day. If they're just giving out these 10-day contracts like candy, I can get back in the game a little bit. Look, like we said a couple weeks ago, every team should be allowed to sign a great player from their past who can still get on the court and not worry about totally injuring themselves. You should have a one-spot roster exemption for a player from the past that your fans love and you would love to watch play just a little bit more basketball. And you got Lance Stephenson with the pace. Hey, I got it right now. Just that extra spot solely reserved for one of those players. Who says no to that? Really? Who says no? The Knicks will bring back Xavier McDaniel. I keep thinking about that. Like, that's going to happen.
That's the guy we want to speak into existence.
The Nets will bring back Keith Van Horn. Oh, are you kidding, man? It would be fantastic.
Yeah, Keith Van Horn coming back because his contract is somewhere. It might not be with the Nets. That's the problem. They might have to do a transference to bring him back. And they could have used him during Kyrie's absence at times. I mean, because there were a lot of guys out and missed games galore. But, yeah, I think if we were to go through and pull the list, you know, it's like a poll question, just modified to include all NBA teams. Who would you bring back? Bryant, Big Country, Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
Allen Iverson could come back for a little bit. Are you kidding? Oh, he'll coming off the bench. You know he can still hit a few shots.
Well, I mean, Terrell Owens played in a lot of those celebrity games, and he wants to be in the NFL, so maybe he can get a 10-day contract in the NBA. I don't know. I used to watch him dunk in some of those things as part of Super Bowl week festivities, so maybe there's some value there. Yeah, just keep going through. Or Sharif Abdur-Rahim. I mean, we could have gone that route, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Every team.
Kevin Garnett's probably got some cussing in him.
Oh, yeah. He would just trash talk the entire. He would just stand at the center of the floor and just talk
trash.
That's
all he needs to do.
Down.
Give him a microphone and let him go to work. He can have one of those Madonna headsets and be done with it.
No, he's just going to stand there. Tom Gugliotta could come back and play.
Oh, one of the legends.
Googs make some shots. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, one of the legends.
Man. I mean, who says no to that? Every team. You have one 10-day contract spot where you can bring back a former team legend. And then at the end of the 10 days, either, okay, you continue on with this legend, or you go to a new legend. And now you can maybe work like four or five guys in the rest of the season.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I love this. Especially if you're a bottom feeder. Right, if you're at the bottom of the standings, what the hell do you have to lose? Like, we can do the same thing in the NFL. Hey, nobody wants to play week 18.
Doesn't matter.
What do you got?
Doesn't matter.
Hey, Brian Sipe, how you feeling? Let's go.
T.O. can play for everybody that week.
Well, that's it. Pick your team. He's going to do one of those things like he's attending a college. He's got all the hats of the teams that he once played for, and he's going to choose one. Nope. All right, here we go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. So while Lance Stephenson steals the headline, still, it was Kyrie Irving's re-debut night for the Nets. And, well, it sort of went like this.
Nets up by 7. Irving dancing up top. Driving left. Down the lane. Falling away. Banks it in. Kyrie Irving with 21. And the Nets by 9.
Sound like you said the Knicks. Oh, I'm thinking about that. Sound like that? No, the Nets radio network on the call. Kyrie, 22 points tonight. 4 assists, 3 steals, a block. Nets come from behind to beat the Pacers despite Lance Stephenson's heroics. I mean, who thought that would be a sentence tonight? Despite Lance Stephenson's heroics. And look, Kyrie looked kind of how I thought he would look. I didn't think he would look out of shape. I didn't think he would look bad. I thought he would look very close to his former self. The guy played over. He had some more left, and he had some more left late in the game as well. It was a starter high plus 16 for the Nets. And look, as Kyrie makes his return, think about this for a second, okay? Think about this for a second. Remember when I said 2 years ago, right, or a year and a half ago, Harden, Kyrie, and KD aren't going to play more than 50 games together before it blows up. Right? Wait a minute. Here I am. There's been a whole season. There's been plus. There's been this. Tonight was the 14th game the three of them played together. Now you think, well, we're counting down the rest. No, remember, Kyrie's not going to play in away at home games, and there's going to be games where he's hurt. There's games where James Harden is hurt, where Kevin Durant takes off. So my grand prediction, which will turn out to beat my Urban Meyer getting fired prediction as my best bowl prediction ever, I still feel really good about this coming true. Mike, you're at 14 games right now with Kyrie, Harden, and Durant, and we're at the midway point of the season. I feel like I'm gambling with free money on this one.
Yeah, especially if it's going to continue that question of how deep they go in the playoffs, because that's really my only chance. 3 months of playoffs could get us there, I guess, but even then, it's only half the games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's problematic. They almost need to go down to the sixth seed or something so they'll have him available more frequently. How you like that? There's a strategy. Why do they keep losing? Why does he keep throwing up bricks? He's like, well, they need to drop so they can have Kyrie available. But once they're full strength, look out. No, it is a curiosity, man. That is one of the bold predictions that I would have never thought would come true. Look, for injury's sake, I guess there was always that possibility, because like they've had some pretty serious injuries between them, but to get to this point in the season, as we get into the calendar year 2022 and this is night one, yeah, it looks like if we had actually made a really substantive bet, I'd be in trouble.
You know, and here's the next part of this, right? Well, I'm counting down thinking this is going to work. This is so going to work. I'm going to have the best ball. Two of the best ball. They're going to pitch a double barrel. Bang, bang. It's a big story tonight, Kyrie coming back. And coming back from the vaccine mandate. Obviously, he's not playing. He doesn't want to get vaccinated. And the Nets, desperate for bodies, desperate to play better, seeing, hey, the door is open for them to potentially win the title this year, for a myriad of reasons have allowed him to come back and play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that throwing the word desperate out there is the problem.
Well, remember, when they first brought him back, they had everybody in protocols. They didn't know if they had enough players.
You knew that would pass in short order. And it was passed by the time he's actually ramped up and ready to go. And obviously it's a moving target, but to say desperate would mean, all right, we got nothing left. This is the last straw.
No. The Nets were...
Because look, they could have gotten Keith Van Horn's contract back, just like we just said, man. Come on.
Hey, Kyrie, here's the thing. We really like what Keith can bring us, even though he's 53. So we're going to go with him.
Can he spot up and shoot?
All right, look, he's taller than you. Listen, you know, you can't teach height. But the guy's 53. I'm sorry.
Hey, they bring back Derek Coleman if that's the way you want to go to.
See how
I got Cusin and
Cuse, we blew an 18-point lead tonight in the first half. Never mind. But here's the last point I want to make about Kyrie Irving is it's a big story tonight because Kyrie coming back, the vaccine mandate. Is Kyrie Irving and this story enough to stir the pot like Kyrie has done previously? Because it's different. Kyrie Irving has always been someone to grab his fair share of headlines. He gets a lot of criticism. A lot of it is of his own doing. A lot of it is, okay, maybe you go a little bit overboard. But the overall interest in Kyrie Irving, I think, has waned. And part of it, like, vaccinated, I can't believe this. You're not going to do this for your team to try to help with a pandemic. I'm done with you, and you're more of a turnoff when I hear your name than you are, oh, I'm just mad and I want to get in on Kyrie, and yeah, I believe this and I want to talk about him. I wonder if we have hit the tipping point of the overall interest level that Kyrie Irving has. And a lot of it is, look, the same thing we're talking with Aaron Rodgers, which we're going to get to in a little bit. You know him, and suddenly now it's all about the vaccine with him and the MVP. I wonder with Kyrie if we have hit that point of, you know what, I've had enough of him, I've seen enough of his act, and overall, if you talk about him, he doesn't move the needle like he used to.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, one, there's fatigue in all of it, and for many people, it's the how do we figure out how to live and best practices and everything else, right? Whether you're into mandates or, you know, you're agreeing or not, it's still the, all right, how do you keep your business thriving, keep your life moving, whatever, and it's a moving target and adjustment. And at this point, all right, in the state of New York, and I was in New York State, right? Any place you wanted to dine in, you had to show a vax card and an ID. You know what? It took 27 seconds for me to then be able to go walk to a table. ooh. I didn't feel like I was violated in any way. But yeah. Everybody else is going to feel how they will. I can't tell you how to feel. The bottom line is, for the Nets and for the NBA, here's the, all right, we best practices, and if we do things right and diligently, that we think we can bring him back and do so safely. Not to mention, how many NFL players, right, they missed a game and they were right back with their teams. So, you know, teams are figuring out how to deal with it. And I got to imagine all the NBA teams, NFL teams, they're sharing information as to how to best proceed. So with that, there's more confidence, which means the vitriol and anger is gone. By the way, everybody's too worried about, you know, the word jerk being used in an MVP voting scenario to worry about anything else right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Yo!
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, while we are basking in the glow of the Lance Stephenson heroics, and to an extent, Kelly Oubre's heroics, two big stories in the NFL have cropped up in the past couple of hours. We'll get to the latest involving Antonio Brown and the Bucs in a few minutes because, like we told you the last couple of nights, there's another shoe that's going to drop on this story, and it's not going to be good for Bruce Arians and the Bucs. And that shoe has dropped, and we'll get into it because this is no longer about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's a guy without a job. It's going to be Bruce Arians and the Bucs and Tom Brady and trying to play for the Super Bowl. And now this AB story is going to dog them and hang around them for the rest of the season and into the playoffs. You can tell that's where this is headed. But it was yesterday we brought you the story of a man you probably didn't know until we said his name, and that is Hub Arkish, who was an NFL Hall of Fame Jason Cole. He is an NFL MVP voter.
He may have a Hall of Fame vote too. You don't know.
That's true.
Right? He's part of the AP now, Pro Football Weekly, going on many, many years.
Yeah. If we find out Jason Cole is really Hub Arkish, now that's pretty cool. Like, if he's pulling that off, hey, I'm trying to not get Rodgers the MVP and I'm trying to get all the Cowboys out of the Hall of Fame. It's a busy life.
Well, that'll keep you busy. I mean, that's 24/7 right there, baby.
So he's been working in and around Chicago for the past, dozen years, I believe, Hub Arkish has been there. And like you said, Pro Football Weekly, he's an MVP voter.
Never heard of him.
No, but you didn't until a day ago when comments he made during a radio interview surfaced about Aaron Rodgers, in which he said, I'm not voting for that jerk for MVP. I don't care how many cases you try to convince me.
I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you could make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady.
You know who that was doing that? Actually wasn't Hub Arkish. That was actually Cooper Kupp. So trying to get those votes, I'm telling you, people really want to win.
Get in
MVP
there and sell.
They really want to win.
Yeah.
So that's Arkish yesterday. And now today, those words made their way to Aaron Rodgers, who at his weekly press conference did not hold back when speaking about Hub.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the offseason, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. Because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum, and I'm not going to waste any time worrying about that stuff. He has no idea who I am. He's never talked to me in his life. But it's unfortunate that those sentiments, it's surprising that he would even say that, to be honest, but yeah, I knew this was possible. Talked about it on McAfee weeks ago. But crazy.
All right, now, first of all, Aaron Rodgers is mad. He's mad like one of those celebrities in the commercials for the trash bags when they pick up the trash and it all falls out the bottom. Oh, yeah. Don Rickles is mad. You need nice. These Glad bags. Right? Aaron Rodgers is mad.
Can I just
so mad.
Jump you right there as you're talking about how mad he is. I find it hard to believe a guy that clearly is in tune and well in verse with everything that's going around and said about him. I call BS that he doesn't know who Hub Harkish is.
Of course he does.
Hub Harkish has been in Chicago since at least 1987 when he was working on the Bears radio network. And like I said yesterday, this is what everybody misses in all this. He's a Bears honk. So, he hates Aaron Rodgers.
And Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. So, of course, Rodgers knows exactly who he is.
If you own
the Bears, you know who works for you. You can't throw that by me.
Now, maybe he's never interviewed him. Maybe he's never had lunch with him. But I call absolute BS. He doesn't know who he is.
You can't throw that. You can't try to sneak that 1-2 fastball on the inside corner
when
you're the Bears owner. Of course you know who that is. Yeah, look, this is the best part of this. Look, first of all, yes, he's mad. He doesn't like getting called out when he can't control the message. This is the first small point, is that when Rodgers can't control the message, look how huffy he gets. Calls the guy a bum about 4 times, wants his MVP vote taken away, all of this, when Rodgers clearly just could have said, I don't know who this guy is, whatever, man. I mean, that's what you do if you're Aaron Rodgers, right, when you see this story.
Why are you punching down?
Why do you care about this, right? But that's Aaron Rodgers, because when he can't control the message, I got to punch back. No, dude, you let this go, right? That's what everybody else would have. Tom Brady would have sat at the podium. He'd have smiled and said, yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm just focused on this week. I'll take an Antonio Brown question if you want before I talk about this guy. Nobody else would do that, but that's Aaron Rodgers, because he hears and listens to everything. He's like LeBron James. He knows everything going on. So here he gets huffy when he should have just left it alone. Here's a guy who's a sports writer, not voting for you for MVP. What do you give a crap about that for? I mean, really, what do you really care what this one guy says about? What do you really care? Because what he was dying to say at the end now, and what he was dying to get in, it wasn't, this guy's a bum. Let me get in there, because I really want to say this now, because now you know about what kind of anti-vaxxer Aaron Rodgers is. They should have the most valuable vaccinated player. Whoa, dude. This is about a guy who doesn't like you for a myriad of reasons. You know, yes, the anti-vax is a big deal, but the way you treated your teammates, the way you've treated the organization, he talked about that as well. But I want to make it about the vaccine, and you should have the most vaccinated, valuable player. This is when I would say, Aaron, tell me what you really want to say. What you really want to say about COVID. What do you really think about it? Tell me what crazy theory you have. Because I already know you're into the alternative medicine part of it. Tell me what you really think about COVID, because you're dying to say something. Because what he said doesn't mesh with the answer going to the center. Let's have the most valuable vaccinated player. Oh, this is something you're thinking about. Say it. Say what you want. I say the same thing for Cole Beasley and Carson Wentz and everybody else and Kirk Cousins. Say what you really want to say. You think you're going to embarrass yourself? But go ahead. You believe it, right? So go ahead and say it. Say what you want to say. I'm dying here. You can call into this radio station and you say anything you want to say about being anti-vax, and I'll let you say it. I'll let you say it, because I know you're dying to say it, because that's not a reaction that you normally get when a sports writer says something negative about you. I mean, even Kevin Durant would have had more restraint. I mean, he would have created like 4 more burner accounts and gone after him after. But I mean, during the press conference, during all that, he would have stepped back a bit and said, okay, I got to leave this guy alone now. He's a sports writer. I'm an MVP quarterback and one of the most popular athletes in the world. I need to step back away from this here a little bit.
Well, but it's also I've been laying it on the the line every week, right? He referenced the McAfee show, and he did talk about this a couple of weeks ago, that it would probably cost him votes, and he's gone. And it, look, I'll listen to discussion points. I may not agree, but, you know, I think we can have dialogue and try to figure out where we're at. And you can dislike him, as obviously Hub Arkish did. But, you know, if you go back and listen to all that Hub said, it wasn't just, hey, personally, this guy's a jerk. Which, look, again, being in Chicago as long as he is, I'm sure he's had plenty of stories of other opponents in the NFC North, and certainly the Packers among them, right? Given the rivalry, you know, you swap stories of interactions with guys, and maybe he's a jerk. Maybe he's not. But in between, it was also the look what he did to his team and look what he did, you know, in the offseason. Okay, they had that terrible game one. We talked about it last night. Jameis Winston. Yes, that was still 2021, people. That was still the 2021 season. And then they go and they he misses a game. Okay, but they still end up with the number one seed. So, yes, the potential was there for catastrophe. And you know what? It didn't come to fruition. He missed a game. But in Hub Arkish's talk, and look, we don't know what's going on in that locker room. I mean, and only the guys there and the coaches there and staff inside that building know exactly what all those relationships are. But it didn't show on Sundays. They still went out and won. So, you know, we've got to take the outside looking in, unless he's intimating, oh, I've got so many other stories of how this is, you know, divided a locker room. But again, they still came out and won, which means from an MVP standpoint, and look, it's his vote until they strip it away, which maybe they do, as Rodgers called for here. You know, he can do whatever the hell he wants with it for whatever reason. Right? We joked about the Seinfeld. I'm returning it for spite. You can't say that. Okay, then it's too big. Same thing here. It's like everybody votes with whatever their background is, their histories, their biases, their allegiances, whether they're, you know, full-on still fanboy or not. Like, everybody that says, I don't have a team, I don't have a ring. That's how you got into this business, so don't give me that crap, right? There's a player or a team that you like, and certainly we know plenty of folks in the media that will go after guys they don't, right? And this is just another example of this. So anybody complaining about Hub Arkish today ought to go back and listen to some tapes of their own TV and radio shows and interviews that they've done through the years, where maybe they didn't call a guy a jerk, but some of that stuff really kind of came to the surface. But certainly in Hub's words, I mean, he said it without saying it explicitly, right? That, you know, his stance and not getting vaccinated certainly was a drain, a draw, a problem for this team, and that was part of the reason he wasn't voting it. And then goes back into him being a selfish jerk. And I think the term jerk just got everybody mad.
Everybody jerk and bum. But why are you name-calling?
Well, there's a great song called Jerk by the Neurotic Outsiders, which was the guys from Duran Duran, Steve Jones of the Sex Pistol, and Duff. I mean, it was great. I can't even say it because there's too many curse words. But go back and look it up at some point.
Look, you talked about punching. And this is why Aaron Rodgers, you know, it gets under his skin. And this is why he's a diva. And if I can't have things my way, I'm going to hold my breath. When you and I are on social media, there's people who jump out and say, you know, really bad things. No, I'm not going to sit here and turn it into content like a lot of people do. Oh, look at the horrible things being said about me on social media. This is the only way I could be relevant. It happens, right? And sometimes I'll go, wow, that person's really mad. And I'll look and I'll click on it. I'll go, oh, that's a 17-year-old kid, which is kind of weird that a 17-year-old kid just, you know, on social media can talk like this to a 50-year-old man and say things like that. It's like, okay, you know, we've covered that a little bit on the show about how people think, you know, real life is like Twitter. I can say and do whatever I want. Makes no difference. I don't go back and start fights with them. I don't go back and sit here and say, why are you being such a jerk? Because all you're doing is elevating that person, and you're elevating the story. This would have been a one-day crazy story. Rodgers could have smiled and dismissed it. And you know what? People would have had his back. People would have had his back because it would have been, here's a writer who for some reason hates Aaron Rodgers, and boy, I don't like that, and this is bias, and he shouldn't do this. But now here's Aaron Rodgers with, oh, yeah, this guy's a bum. I'm going to call him a bum four times. How about we have vaccinated players for MVP? Now, whoa, now people are hearing that part and going, well, what do you really want to say here? What's your message that you want to get out here? He's made it worse for himself. You never make it better. As you just said, you don't punch down. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm not only going to punch down, I'm going to punch and I'm going to kick and I'm going to claw and I'm going to dig a hole in the punch down so I can punch through the ground and get to the guy. This was Aaron Rodgers' big mistake. And you wonder why we talk about Aaron Rodgers being somebody that finds his way to continue to be unlikable. It's this. That any other player would have said, you know what? I'm done. We're moving on. I'm on to Cincinnati.
You know what, though? Well, the other guys ain't playing in Cincinnati, Cleveland, but we'll get to that later. The thing I would say about this, though, is sympathetic might be too strong a word, but everybody jumped on Hub Arkish over the last 24 hours. Players, fellow scribes, fellow Hall of Fame voters. He issued a big apology, went back on the score, and did a long injury or long analysis and interview of, you know, where he went wrong in the process. Yeah, opening your mouth. Just vote for somebody else. Every time we get an anonymous Hall of Fame ballot, there's some jackass that votes for their favorite guy on their team in insert city that's 40 games out of first place. And everybody shrugs and goes, well, wow, that's terrible. And then they move on. You know why? Because it's the MVP. It's all about who's hoisting that hunk of metal. Don't you know?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey,
and quite simply, a story that at noon today, I hit my internal countdown clock. I'm like Colt McCoy. I have an internal clock that tells me when. Boy, that's a dated reference. I hit my internal clock going, how long until we can do this story? And I know you said, oh, boy, can something big please happen so we don't have to do it?
Well, No, because it corroborated things I've been saying. That's what I said, and I shot that right back at you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to America's favorite blank show, the Chicago Bears. Yay. It was early this morning, Boomer Esiason on New York radio, does the morning show, WFAN, said that he has been told, he has sources, that Matt Nagy, Bears head coach, was told he was going to be fired after Sunday's game. It's out there. It's done. He was told he's going to be fired. So Matt Nagy, no, according to Boomer, knows he's going to be fired. Now, of course, Matt Nagy goes to his Wednesday press conference, sits down. Hey, guys, what do you got for me? And, of course, the questions were, hey, Matt, Boomer Esiason says you were told you were fired as Bears head coach. How did Matt Nagy respond?
There's going to be reports that come out probably at this time of the season. So anything that is said or reported by anybody is just that. You know, I haven't been told anything, and I'm a pretty good source to ask. So I think you're doing a good job asking me. I would say that anybody that has a report that is going to talk to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody, it's probably best to just like call me up and ask me. I promise you, I'll tell you the truth. You know what I mean? I'm a pretty good source.
So does that mean like I could call him now and say, hey, Matt, have you been fired? He would say, oh, no, I haven't heard anything yet. You know, it's about 10 o'clock here in Chicago. Things are good. Just going to sit down, watch a little film. Okay, Matt, I'll call you in about 15 minutes. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll answer the phone for you. Don't worry about it. Yeah, call me anytime. Ask me if I've been fired.
Call me. Pick up the phone and just call me. I'll be around. Look, it's exactly what I said it was going to be, that he's not gone until it's official. I am believing it. Any source, any triple source, like you said there, the guy that talked to the guy that talked to the guy. Like I saw that this morning and just laughed. I go, yeah, that's the guy breaking news. Come on. I respect the career both as a player and as a broadcaster, but everybody's got a source, right? We do this all the time. So, you know, Matt Nagy, at least until Sunday, has his job where he tries to win with a third different quarterback in the third straight game. That's kind of cool. I don't know if that's a feather in the cap to keep him employed, but I know everybody likes Matt Nagy. Uh-huh. Players are backing him. Uh-huh. So,
Well, I have two thoughts on this. First thing is that, obviously, to help Matt Nagy out, we need one of those "Has Matt Nagy been fired yet?" websites, where you just go to the website and it either says no or yes.
Is that really
no? And then yes, when it oh, good, it's there. I mean, I haven't seen. I looked for it. I couldn't find one today. But it's got to say, "Has Matt Nagy been fired yet?" And the answer is no. And then if when it happens, it's just the answer is yes. We need a website to tell us that so we don't disturb Matt Nagy all the time. The second thing is, I have this vision of Chicago, Mike, because this is now the fourth straight head coach that this is how their time is ending. At the end of a really bad year where things turn toxic, you know the coach is leaving, the media are just like a Doberman on a piece of meat that you throw in front of it, or a lion where, this guy's got, have you been fired yet? Have you been told about your future? And that's every question every day. Is it just when it gets really cold in Chicago and it gets to the point where Christmas is over and it's just really bitterly cold every day, it's like -5 degrees and the wind is whipping off the lake and everybody is miserable and everybody walks into press conferences miserable because of the weather, that this happens? Because this happens for every, whether it's Lovey or Trestman or Fox, this happens for every guy. Every guy ends this way where, okay, we got 3 press conferences this week where all everybody's going to do is find a different way to ask me, have I been fired yet? Why is this? Why did this just happen in Chicago? This is like a Chicago-only thing.
Yeah, I think it's because they always come in. Look, we've talked about unrealistic expectations. We've been talking about it with Michigan football and so many others. Pause. Joke.
You okay, buddy? Oh, wow. Something happened. I think
that was next level stuff.
Tyshir, did you give him some quinoa to eat? Is that what happened?
I actually gave him some quinoa and black beans.
It was the black beans that got me down.
No,
like,
but
when Homer ate the broccoli and choked to death.
Well, that's it. I was going to make again. The joke, but I used The Simpsons too often, so I let you do it that time. No, I think it's just the function of great hope, great expectations, and then when you get to the failure, it becomes the all right inevitability. So let's go through this same pace. Look, because there's a chip on the shoulder, right? Not New York, always the second city and whatever else, the place where wide receivers go to die. All the different monikers that have been there since long ago, the monsters of the Midway Rome. So I think when you get to each coach, it's the, all right, unrealized expectations. And for this team, not that it was a Super Bowl necessarily in anybody's mind, but thinking that either between Dalton and Foles and then whenever Justin Fields was ready, which clearly we can argue about that all we want, it's unrealized expectations. So it's like, all right, next, because they want the next, right? It's the microwave ability of sports in Chicago.
What a blank show. What a blank show. It ends for everybody the same way. Has Matt Nagy been fired yet? Click. No. Okay, great. Speaking of the NFL, boy, do we have the latest in the Antonio Brown saga. Buckle up. It's something. You're going to hear it next. This is Fox.